Moore is on a national tour promoting a book of soldiers' letters and the release of his Fahrenheit 9/11 movie onto DVD. Moore has been ill and was 90 minutes late for his speech, but once on stage he apologized to the audience for the delay. He also gave what many in the crowd of 2,500 were expecting, sharp criticism of George W. Bush. Moore says at tonight's presidential debate, Democrat John Kerry should be prepared for an attack from the president about the Iraq War.
This is all Kerry needs to say to Bush. If he brings up this, you know, you've had 7 or 8 positions on Iraq, all he has to do is turn to Bush and say, you know, sir, actually, I've had only one position. I believed you. And you didn't tell the truth. And you let us down, and that's why you have to go.
Moore says he remains very liberal in his politics, but he's also criticizing fellow liberal Ralph Nader for making another presidential bid. Moore says he voted for Nader in 1996 and 2000, and says his friend has already moved Democrats toward the left.
80% of what we believe in, now they believe in. You're going to do this for that last 20%? You're going to do this for the last 20% so we can have more mothers like that mother from Flint, Michigan in my movie get a knock on the door tonight saying their son is dead? Ralph, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Wisconsin Public Radio removed a profanity from that quote, much the way Moore contends the major news media deleted most criticism of President Bush prior to the Iraq War. About 25 Bush-Cheney supporters protested outside Michael Moore's speech. A man who identified himself as Rafi held a sign that said Michael bin Laden. Rafi says Moore and Osama bin Laden have a connection.
The people that are more politically right actually believe that when you promote Michael Moore and the lies and the manipulations he puts into Fahrenheit 9/11, you're actually supporting the terrorists. You're actually supporting these same people that then attacked our country on September 11th.
Michael Moore promises several more stops in Wisconsin prior to the November election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.